In the meantime, let's start up and we'll try it. We'll finish.
Paul said he'll be here in a second.
Okay, and we'll finish by 12 o'clock for Liad Shear. Okay, here I'm sharing my screen. Excellent. All right, so let me make a brief few comments about this idea of Scharan Stam. This is a theme that we saw a little bit, but just nice to refresh our memory and reinforce the makoros that go together. So the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Lamed Daled points out that one way of assigning loss will be based on how broad the hiring, how broad the schiros was. And you see, the notice the Ramah here actually cites the Chumas HaDeshen in Simen Shin Chaf Tes. Actually, should double check if this is the Ramah, the Mechaber himself. In Simen Shin Chaf Tes, and he says, Yesh Omrim, Hadam Rinan Dim Ira Ones Habe Pseda De Poalim, Hainu Shes Sachran Lemalacha Yedua. So the only time that we'll say that an Ones becomes the Pseda De Poalim is if you hire the workers for a specific task, and then insofar as that task becomes unperformable or unnecessary, it's the Pseda De Poalim, because the whole reason why they were hired was for the task, and that task is no longer relevant. Aval im sachran stam yochal lomar tein li malacha acheres kazu. If you hired the poalim broadly and you said, hey, I'm hiring you to do work for me for the day, and then turns out that you have really no work, or there's some onus that renders the work unnecessary or unperformable, the pseida becomes that of the balabayis, because the poel always has a right to say that you should give me some other kind of malacha. So the broader the scope of the malacha, the more the ones will be the pseida of the Baal HaBayis. Anybody have a comment on that, just a general idea that the Mechaber quotes?
I think it's interesting that, like, there are certain assumptions made about Olim and their abilities to do work and the different options that they have. It just assumes that one can do everything. It doesn't, like, this position doesn't differentiate between different domains and professions in which people have skilled training to be able to do certain things. It's very, very specific and narrow to broad, easy to do, you know, work.
Yeah, it's true. And I guess it might depend. You know, if I hire you as a neurosurgeon, does it make sense for me to be allowed to repurpose you to, you know, do general medicine, right?
Right.
Exactly. So, you know, they might say this really depends on, like, the fundamental character of schiros according to halacha, that if you think that poel by its nature is, like, a generally hiring the person for all of his labor power or something like that, then the more this idea will make sense, this idea that sochros stam, it's always going to be say to the balabayis because you should be repurposing him to somewhere else. Like, by default, you're hiring him to be, like, your all-purpose man. Yoni?
Yeah, I wonder whether you could say, I mean, this isn't, like, the actual choice of Eshel Sfara, but I wonder whether based on, like, that shocking still discussion we discussed, like, earlier about if you are, like, a general worker in all forms of work, then maybe there's more of, like, an ownership, more of, like, a kinyan haguf, the malacha, or a kinyan haguf itself.
Yeah, the ritva that we saw, that's the shocking and tzos discussion, right, Yoni?
Yeah, exactly. We discussed that maybe like once it's more general work and not just specific, maybe there's like actual more of like a kinyan happening.
Right, so I actually think these are very much related. And you'll see, we'll get to that in a second. Yeah, very good, Yoni. Let's just look at the formulation of the Chumas HaDeshen, Shin Chav Tes, which we've seen. This is a long tshuva about the person who was hired to press the wine, and then there was all sorts of onsin that came up along the way. And the Chumas HaDeshen said that it's only going to be the Pseida de Poel, Dafke b'inyan zeh shebetchila kishesachar Reuven and Shimon hodiyo she'elu ve'elu hakfarim yitnu lo hayenos shehutzarech la'asosan. It's only pseida de poel when the balabaya said, I'm hiring you to press wine from, you know, this local vineyard and that local vineyard. Then it's the pseida de poel because the poel can't do the malacha anymore once those vineyards are unable to provide wine. Aval im sachran bistam, but if you almost hire the poel in this broader sense, you know, to whichever vineyard is available, then it's no longer the Pseudo de Poel. And he says, oh, this is, and he thinks there's a proof to this idea from Rashi on the Sugya in Asokhar Sa'umnim, that it's only when you show the Poel which field he's going to have to work the next day, Sairil Aramidu Ursa, then it becomes Pseudo de Poelim. Because if you didn't specify which field, Lo Sairi Arami Ursa, it's Pseudo de Balabais, and he cites Rashi, De Kivan de Lohera Hasade Matsil Memarle Miyomar Dadaita de Hayaro Gartan. So the argument is that if you didn't show the Poel which field he had to work and the field got flooded, the Poel could still show up the next day and say, hey, give me some other field to till, I'm still ready to do my malacha. So by analogy in this case, the Truma Sadeshin thinks if you hire the Poel to till or to harvest wine from specific vineyards and those vineyards are unavailable, it's Pseudo de Poel. If you hire the Poel Stam, I guess for any kind of wine pressing, it's Pseudo de Balabais, because the Poel can still say, I'm ready to do malacha and give me some other kind of work for me to do. Okay. Now, notice the Gra and Shin Lamed Daled Ches, where the Rama or the Shulchan Aruch cites the Truma Sadeshin for this idea. He points us to the Rush and Rashi on our Sugya Nayin Zayin, which is kind of where the Truma Sadeshin got the idea from. Rashi on Lo Sairi Mi Ursa Pseudo de Balabais, Damar Le Mi Yemar de Ladaita Dahahu Ara Gartan. The Poel can say, who says that I was hired specifically for this field? Give me another field to till. Same in the Rush. Inami Kivan Shelo Hera Mi Era Be'eza Sada Yasu Malachtan, Yicholim Lomar Lerivka Stam Hiskartanu. Tnei Lanu Sde Acheres, Dechaz Lerivka, Hilkach Nosan Lem Scharin Kepoel Batel. So yeah, both Rashi and the Rush here seem to say that the distinction of Sairi L'Arami D'Ursa turns on whether you hired the Poel Stam, in which case it's Pseudo de Balabais, or whether you hired him specifically for a given field, in which case it becomes Pseudo de Poel. Okay. One last comment on this discussion is the Ritva and Kedushin Yud Zayin, which I take it to be is Yoni's point here. You'll remember that in that sugya there, the Gemara said that Eved Shechala is Pseida the Balabais, meaning you have to pay the Poel for his sick time. That seemed to contradict the sugya about Mitzia Ayin Zayin, which, at least the way the Rishonim understood it, said that if you don't hire, that if a Poel gets sick, he's paid for the work that he did, but he's not paid for the work that he doesn't do, so he's not paid for his sick time. And the Ritva thinks the way to distinguish is based on the scope of the employment. He says, "De'ilu b'poel o kablon, hiskiru balabayis l'malacha zu, v'aldavar yadua notel scharo, v'kivan shelo aso, afo pisha cholo nenas, ein lo el eschar masha aso l'fi cheshba." It's interesting that he thinks, like, I guess by default, a poel or a kablon is hired for a specific task, and that's why it becomes pseida de poel o kablon. Aval evit ivri lo nishtabit lo lasos davri yadual nishtabit lo shichafeo lo malachto lo marsha kol malachto tehe le rabo. Ulafichach im chalav lo asa klum nistachbas adeo shel adon. So the Ritva here kind of has a double distinction, which he thinks the two points of his distinction align. He thinks that a poel is generally hired for a specific task, and therefore it becomes pseudo the poel. An eved is generally hired for chol malachos, and therefore it becomes pseudo the balabayis. But we saw this idea, and this is what Yoni was pointing us to, is the ktso seems to say that this is not some essential feature of eved versus poel, but just a general correspondence. That I guess he's thinking generally you hire an Eved l'chol malachos and generally you hire a Poel l'malacha misuyemes. But if you think that that's not an essential association, you could have a Poel l'malacha stam and you can have an Eved l'malacha misuyemes, then what's really important here for determining loss allocation is whether you hired the person l'malacha stam or l'malacha zu. And maybe that's what the Ritva is getting at, in saying if you hire generally l'malacha stam, it becomes pseida de balabayis, because presumptively the balabayis then has to give other malacha. If you hire l'malacha zu, it becomes pseida de poel, because he's no longer able to perform the task. Anybody have just questions on that broad summary of the Malacha Stam versus Malacha Zu distinction?
What would be the default if neither of them is said?
Yeah. You know, it sounds almost like from Rashi and the Rush on the Sugya Nayin Zayin Bav Mitzia that the default for a poel is that you hired him L'Malacha Stam. And it's only if you specified Sairei L'Hara Midorsa, you brought him to that field the night before and said, I'm hiring you to do this field, then it would become Malacha Zu. But it's interesting, from the Ritva's formulation in Kiddushin, you get the sense that by default, a poel is the Malacha Misuyemes, right? Which is the opposite implication. So it's hard to know, Noah, but I'll say generally from the Rishonim in our Sugya and from the Shulchan Aruch's formulation in Shin Lamed Dalid, you get the sense that by default, Sachran Stam is that the poel has the right of way to say that you hired me for all tasks, give me some other alternative labor. Okay, now?
That default position shed light on the essential character of the poel-baal relationship?
Yep, 100%. I mean, it sounds like this idea that the halacha thinks the nature of a poel is that he's hired l'chol malachos, unless you specify to the contrary. I think an interesting question arises like in a society where it's so clear that you hired the guy L'malacha misuyemes, does it have to be specified? Kind of like your point earlier. You know, you hire the neurosurgeon, it's very clear that you're hiring him to do neurosurgery. You're not hiring him to, you know, put ammonia on the floor of the hospitals or something. Right?
What's the difference between hiring somebody L'malacha zu and kablanus with a time limit?
So I think the idea is that L'malacha zu, you're still... The poel is still under the employer's gun in that he tells him how much he has to work, when he has to work. He dictates his hours. And so, like, his time is the balabais's time, whereas the kablan is, like, the tailor who does everything on his own premises at his leisure. And so that would be what distinguishes them.
That's like a... Okay, that's... Yes, this idea of owning somebody's time is like if that's what survives, even in a case where you're specifying a particular task, that seems like a powerful indication that that's like what's at the center of the poel relation. If we keep a poel, if we make a poel as much like a kablan as possible and see what's left over, we'll be able to discover the, you know, the essence.
100%. Yeah. I think this is very important towards teasing out that difference.